Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a little bit better, but not 100% yet. But, hey, excuse me. I get what I get. We get what we get. Let's make this show legit. Can we do that? What's up, sis?
Bars.
You say what?
Bars. Don't try to just tell them about
this. Yeah. You know, when you've been doing it for so long, you know, It just come natural. You know what I'm talking about?
Come on,
yeah.
I hear you.
What's happening, sis? How was your weekend, man?
Amazing, as usual. You know it is.
Well,
yes.
I'm going to start this show, and I'm going to tease y'all for once we get to the football segment. This week 13 football, I experienced something for the first time, y'all. For the first time. And I'm going to tell y'all what that was when we get to it. But I experienced something for the first time this week with this weekend, week 13, with the NFL. Other than that, it was a like you say, amazing weekend. I hate to take care of TNT fashion business, but my boo's there yet. You
not
got
yet,
my
bro.
Boots.
Not yet, but they coming.
Okay. All right, y'all. That's hey, Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real.
It's our only real.
Yeah, y'all, and it hit me just that quick, because, I mean, I got some black Nike boots, right, but I don't have this year's black Nike boots.
I'm not messing with that.
I mean, I'm spoiled, y'all. I'll be the first to admit it. Reese Cups say, baby, as long as you take care of your portion of the bills, everything you got after that is yours. So, yeah, everything I got after that is my Nike boots and probably a belt.
I cannot with him.
I mean, we gotta listen. If you work 5 days a week and rest only two, you gotta spoil yourself. And so I don't care if, you know, my father used to say, I don't care if you buy a pack of M&Ms, peanuts,
yep,
or chocolate for yourself. Buy something for yourself that you enjoy. And he didn't just say it. I saw him live it because his weakness, root beer soda. Girl, he would go buy a root beer soda and no one in the house could touch it. Nobody.
That's right.
You bet
not.
And he would look, he would fuss and say it in his fussing. I done worked all that damn week, and all I want is some root beer, and y'all done went in there. But you know what? I understand Pop's plight now, you know, because nobody in my house, Trees, nobody, not Man, not Elijah, not Reese, loves something until I purchase it for myself, right? So we in Shoppers the other night. Shoppers has the 2 for $5 green tea, right?
Yep.
I bought four of them. I bought four of them, the big jugs. I bought four of them. And Trees, why? Now this was Saturday evening. Girl, why Monday, yesterday evening, not going there? I got like a half a jug of tea left. And I started fussing. And have you ever fussed and caught yourself sounding like your parents?
Absolutely.
I caught myself sounding just like my father. And I had to laugh because, you know, we used to laugh like crazy when he would get started on his little rant about his root beer soda. So, I had to stop and just laugh at myself because it was just too funny how I was going off about that that root beer soda, man. I was like, I can't believe, Arizona green tea, because I'm like, nobody liked Arizona. Now all of a sudden, everybody likes Arizona. That ain't right. That ain't right,
nope.
Man. And Elijah said, it ain't that I like it. It was the only thing in there to drink, girl.
Oh, no.
Girl.
See, that'll get the ponies in a knot real quick right there.
You know, I was like, I had to remind him, hey, Slim, you 21. And on your way here, I don't know how many stores you pass. You want something to drink? Buy it. You know, and I can't wait until he does purchase and bring it in here, Trees. Because guess what? I'm drinking it.
Listen, let me tell you, because I understand what you mean. And we go over, my daughter, you know, I told y'all she got her little house. Well, not little house. I ain't going to downplay it. She got her house.
Yeah, she got her own.
She got her own. She ain't in here bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
Go over her house. She done went grocery store, everything, right? Refrigerator packed full, everything.
Mm. Wow.
Let me tell you what I do. I go in the refrigerator, grab me a cup. In the cabin, get me a cup, just start pouring. Look in the refrigerator, got me some snacks set on the thing, and just snacked it up and ate, drank and snacked, and yes.
Okay.
I'm doing everything that you do at my house, I'm going to do it at your house.
Right.
How about that?
You know, you got to tell her. This just like both of us. You just got to foot the bill.
Exactly. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, don't get mad. This both eyes. You just got to pay the bill. That's all it
you
is.
You just
got
to pay. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. Because it been that way.
My Betty said, tell Kel I command, like commanders, I command people to leave my stuff alone. She is petty.
Tell her I got to learn. I got to learn that one. I got to learn that one because they seem to think I'm joking when I say,
oh,
that's mine.
Mm-mm.
Or,
mm-mm.
Nah, y'all can't have it. They seem to think I'm playing or joking or something. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
Mm-mm. When she
you know?
Say that, we know she not playing. Cause I think it's a mother thing because we get to stare like that, stare at you and look. We don't even have to say nothing. Use that stare. And we know automatically something is not right. Something wrong.
Now, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
My Betty got what? 3 refrigerators with all kinds of juice and water. So
you better not go
I'm with I'm with her. I'm with her on that because y'all could go in the other refrigerator or the other refrigerator or the other So,
okay.
Ma, I got your back on that one, my baddie.
Yeah.
And she got her own refrigerator with her own and her husband's drink of choice. Y'all better leave that alone. Cause she got
okay.
the other, and the other. So yeah,
you better say it like you know it.
Oh man, I could not believe when I was over there and doing them lights, and my baby say, "You want something to drink?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She went in the house, got a cup, and stood there and looked at the refrigerator. And y'all, and I ain't talking about no little Bull Jive Good Times refrigerator. No. This junk was like the Jeffersons or the Drummonds. You know what I'm talking about? One of them big side by side jokes. With the bottle. Yes. Hey, my Betty, I'm telling you, I came home and told Reese, we got to get our refrigerator game up. Because we only got one side by side, and we got a deep freezer. I want another refrigerator now, too. I like that,
you know.
But anyway, let me stop. My Betty, I love you, baby. I love you, Deb. And I got your back. They better leave your stuff alone, for real. You got that back?
Okay.
All right, y'all. On today's Kale Corner, we will discuss the NCAAF, the Final Four. Are you guys happy or just satisfied, or do you just don't have any concern with the four teams that will be playing for the championship? And who, in your opinion, was snubbed? Because okay. Cap threw this subject out there today, and I'm sorry I didn't get to type it in, y'all, but he wants to discuss the Heisman race. And who do you think will be the Heisman Trophy winner this year? So we're going to get into that, discuss that. The NBA is heating up, y'all. It's heating up. Regardless of how many people do understand or don't understand this in-season tournament, they keep throwing it on us. So we're going to discuss the top 10 teams thus far. The top 10 teams, who's doing good, who's not, you know what I'm talking about? And and I know, y'all, it's only maybe 15, 16 games that have been played, but we can take a projection of what is what for now. So we're going to do that. Lady T reveals our Week 13 winner of Lady T's pick. Good luck, y'all. Good luck. Women, I got one thing to say to y'all, ladies. Shaklock, you will not. Okay. We're going to take a closer look at some of the games from Week 13. You know, anything surprise you? I know a couple of them surprised me as well, and a couple of them just like had me like, what? So I'm pretty sure you guys felt the same. All right. Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real.
Is our only real.
I know I threw it on you twice, sis, but I just had to. It felt so good.
Hey, I'm with it. As soon as I hear it, I know my time is coming up.
There you go. No, I'm talking about. Yeah. All right, y'all. So that is the talk, and that is my baddie. I got your back. And All right, y'all. 563-999-3782 is the number. I hope that you have shared it with someone this week, this weekend. You know, I want to hear, hey, this is my first time calling, such and such put me on. We got a surprise for y'all. All right. When I get that, we got a surprise for you. All right. All right, we'll be right back. We don't own the rights to the music, but the boogie is all on us.
That's right.
Out in the streets, they call it murder.
Jump where the thugs them jump, but 2 pound now we didn't have handbag. It's in your handbag, your knapsack, it's in your backpack. This melody your girlfriend contact. Come boy, not know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories and pounds like them named Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hardcore, cause Sanders are not back to. The thugs them we do where them got to. And voting twice to shot to. Don't make them spot to. Unless you carry guns and lads to. A beer tough thing come at you. When trench town man stop laugh and block up traffic. Then them we learn pop off and...
Hey, that's my jump right there, man. I can just ride down the street and listen to that song on repeat, you know? It's a few of them like that in my repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come out. All right, y'all.
I know, that's right.
Hey, you got to have it. You got to have it. Okay. College football, NCAAs, goes as follows. Michigan, Washington, Alabama, and Texas. We're going to have Michigan versus Alabama. Then we're going to see Washington versus Texas. Therese, I have one question.
Mm-mm. It's probably the same question that's in my brain, but come on with it.
What in the ham sandwich happened to Georgia? Why isn't Georgia in this playoffs? Did they say, okay, Georgia, you guys won it last year, so we're going to bring up Alabama. We're going to bring up Texas. We're going to bring up Washington. Michigan, I understand why they are right where they are. But Texas, Alabama, Washington, and I've never, Therese, questioned three teams at one time. I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that. What say you, man? What's your one question?
What happened to FSU? They ain't even lost no game. Not one.
Right.
And the reason for them not being in it is they're saying the reason why they not putting FSU in it is because the quarterback went out. I mean, you know, he got hurt. The quarterback got hurt. So now they're playing with a second or third string quarterback. I can't remember if it's the second or third string quarterback. But what difference do that make? Everybody else on the team has been there the whole time. Like, we're playing, like, we don't get a chance? Like, how y'all just going to pull us out?
Right. And how big of a story is that?
Yeah.
You have a young rookie quarterback playing in these big games. And you know what, Therese? I forgot all about FSU. I forgot all about them. They did go undefeated. They did win their championship game. Why are they not in the... But they're saying next year they're going to extend it from 4 to 12. And... Is it just me, or does it feel like every year change this thing? Every year they have to say, we're going to do this next year. Or we're going to do this like this next year. Come on, NCAA. Serious.
Right.
You guys know that these teams deserved. And look at this. Look at how much more important football fans would have been into, college fans would have been into, with these other teams that you guys snubbed. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, the NCAA every year seems to get crazier and crazier, Therese. I'm telling you. All right, let's go.
It's starting to be a turnoff, though. It's really starting to be a turnoff that they're snubbing these teams that's going undefeated, and for the reasons that they're not letting them in is ludicrous to me. It's just ludicrous.
Hello. 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 You just said a mouthful. It is beginning to become a turnoff. Let's go let's go to Brother Lou and Jersey. What's up, Lou?
What's up, man?
I feel just the same way as you do about this. I mean, it's so ridiculous. This committee doesn't have a brand's head, and that goes for every member of there. I mean, Alabama won. Yeah, we know Georgia's number one, but we're not going to put him in. What kind of malarkey is this? This whole system. And how can you avoid Florida State 13-1, and they got shafted too? I mean, really, this committee doesn't know how to rank a system at all. This committee is dumber than anything I've ever seen. They need a new system. I mean, but maybe with the 12-team playoff next year, maybe they're going to get it right. But this is just inexcusable. I tell you, it's one of the top teams, you know, off the snide, and they get gypped. Really, it didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. It excuse me. It
brain dead.
Exactly. I just can't. I can't with the NCAA.
Don't forget, some of the committee members, I think, favor other schools. They think, well, they bring in the money, they bring in the ring. Like, yeah, but do they bring in the best football? Not necessarily.
Great point.
Well, we have to go with who brings in the big bucks and the ring. Like, Alabama's bringing in, but they were not the best team. So you were just going for what you thought. Instead, your facts straight. That committee, that's what you're supposed to do. Get your facts straight. Who belongs to you and who doesn't? You were just trying to please yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And listen, all of that begging, crying, and complaining that Nick Saban did last year, I think
it paid off
for he and Alabama this year. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, from the first college game this year, y'all, Nick Saban was talking about how he wants to see his team in a college playoff playing for the national championship. And they gave it to him. Just in my book.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take another call. Cap, this you, 9,000?
Yes, sir.
What's up, baby? What's up, Cap?
What's up,
bang,
Cap?
Bang, nine again. What up, though?
Man. Don't start. Hey, Treece, we was at work today, right? And this guy was there with his family, and he was 49er down. Do you hear me? Hat, jacket.
You should have told me. I had my hat on. I had my shirt on. I had my socks on. I had my tights. I was bang not a game. You ain't have my earrings on.
I'm talking about today. Today.
Oh, today?
Today.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about Monday. I'm talking about today. Bama was walking around.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's still in
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
and look,
still in
I told him.
It. He's still in the stadium.
Yeah. I told him, I said, you got to leave, man. You got to leave.
Oh,
I said, I'm going to deal with enough. Because I know I'm going to deal with enough 49ers stuff today where I don't need him showing me. And look, he was so proud. He was so proud of his little 49er jackets and stuff. I said, go on, boy. You cool. That's
what I need. All I got is a poncho. I got my poncho, but I need a 40. Listen, to all my, you know, fans out there, everybody who listening, y'all can put together if y'all want to. Y'all can donate me a wear small. It's not going to cost that much. A 49er jacket. I'll take it. I even got my shoes sitting up here, right here.
I'll get
you. Make sure you donate to that fund.
I'll get
Lord have mercy. Back to college now. My bad.
You know, you did it.
I did it. I had to give her a shout out, though.
No problem. They did.
Thanks, Cap. I appreciate it.
It's no problem. Man, this college stuff is annoying.
I know, right?
So what did Texas do so special that they got in? Somebody help me understand. Maybe I missed something.
Who knows? Who knows, man?
And the Florida State thing, they're trying to say because they're down to their third-string quarterback, it wouldn't be a good showing. That's all they're saying, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they said.
But didn't they win?
And my Ohio State only lost one game to the number one.
Right.
To the number one team in the country, and we got shafted too, so that's all I got.
Dagnabbit, that's another team. That's another team that was snubbed. Ohio State. And you would think with Marvin Harrison Jr. being prognosticated to go number one overall, that the NCAA would want him in a championship game.
And he's one of the Heisman finalists.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, exactly.
And exactly how long has it been since a wide receiver has won the Heisman?
Man,
NCAA dropped the ball, y'all. They completely dropped the ball. Seriously. I'm so disgusted with it. Now, yes, I'll watch the games because I'm a college football fan. But it reminds me when I was a kid and my mother used to make liver, knowing nobody except for my greedy twin brother loved liver. Everybody else hated it. And moms would be like, well, it's good for you. You got to eat it. And every time she said it's good for you, that junk tasted like I was chewing a dirty gym sock. You know what I mean? That's what it came to mind to me. And that's what this NCAA is doing. They're forcing Texas. They're forcing who else was
Alabama.
It, y'all? Alabama. Now, I'm not going to say Washington didn't have a good run this season because they did. But when you left out so many other teams with young superstars on it, it kind of makes you say, why Washington? You know, what for?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my opinion. I don't want to put anybody down because all of these young men gave what they had to get where they are. But I just feel like when it comes to this Final Four, the NCAA has dropped the ball. And we know they have dropped the ball because they came out as soon as the list came out of the Final Four team, they come out and say, next year we're going to have 12. Y'all are year late, dollar short all the time.
Yeah.
You know? God. And
it's so many teams, though, Kale. It's so many teams. Yeah. Like, why is it only four spots? Like,
yes.
It's hundreds of colleges out here. The system should have been fixed by now. Like, we've been having the same issue for the last umpteenth years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then now y'all keep saying, well, next year we're going to fix it. Next year we're going to fix it. Next year. No, you're not. You're not going to fix it. But because 12 is still not even enough. Even though I know, how many y'all want it can go on and on. It's 100, 200 colleges that we watch yearly. Some of them don't make the TVs, but they're still playing the game, and they're still in those divisions. So to have only four slots, that's just ridiculous.
Well, we have to ask ourselves, how much better would college football be if some of these teams that never participated all of a sudden now are?
Right.
It says a whole lot. Now, we talk about the transfer portal. Okay? That means that these teams are getting better.
Yep.
So they deserve more TV time. It's just crazy. Let's take another call, y'all. 3352, you on the corner. What you going to do?
Come mute yourself.
No, that might be my man Ray. What's up, Ray? He don't want to come on. He wants to be muted. All right, let's go to D-Mob. Let's go to D-Mob.
D.
What's up, D? Take your phone off, mute, D.
How y'all doing?
What's up, D-Mob? Right.
We amazing, bro. All right. How you?
I'm good. I'm good. I know y'all talking about the college. Y'all cover college. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't really got too much to add on that.
Okay. Much respect. Let's go to Tang. Keep it all in the family. What's up, big bro?
Yeah, it's calling the family. Much love and respect. How everybody doing today?
Amazing.
What's up, Tang?
Hey, man. Y'all know
amazing, beloved.
That's what I'm talking about. What's up, Cap? Lou,
what's up, bro?
The rest of the corner crew. Hey, look, I'm like D-Mob, especially when I was watching with my man named Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. Man, when I heard them say out their mouth that college is nothing but a business thing, I said I ain't never watching it no more. I don't care what they do because, like they said, man, leaving Florida State out was the worst thing in the world. I don't care if it's if the quarterback not there or not. They undefeated.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about it. I don't really watch it, but I was watching them talking about it, and they were showing them boys when they was in that room waiting to see if they was going to get in. Man, that was sad with how their face was looking, man. They said college, it ain't nothing. They said it's nothing but business. It's about putting the peoples in them bleachers, I guess. That's what it's about. Money.
For real, Tang, each and every college game I've watched, unless it was Howard or Rutgers or one of them, those stands were filled.
I was on
100,000 plus.
College got the biggest stadiums all over the earth. They got the biggest stadiums. So I agree with you. I do know that, you know, by listening to them. So I'm trying to figure out why wouldn't they think Florida would bring people to them seats if they made it. That's what I don't understand.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Man, all right. Let's bring the Huckleberry in. What's up, Huck?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's up, Huck?
What it do?
I'm a Florida State fan, so nobody's more I'm not going to say nobody, but I'm very disappointed that the team I'm crazy about didn't make it. But all of this is a byproduct of TCU going last year in Michigan, beating the brakes off of them before halftime. You know, half of the viewers' teeth. They're not really worried about the seats going to be getting filled because they know the seats going to get filled. They're worried about the TV viewers. The NCAA has always been a big business machine, and they're not going to stop. Now, having said that, if Georgia, and I'm saying this because I get tired of them making provisions for Alabama every year to get into the playoffs. Georgia had just handled their business, maybe Alabama wouldn't have gotten in there. But I'm not taking anything from Michigan. I'm not taking anything from Washington because Washington – beat the team they were supposed to beat, and they beat Oregon in prime time when Oregon was supposedly had the best quarterback and the best team out there. Oregon just took them apart.
Right.
So the NCAA going to always be for the NCAA first. They don't care that these kids are disappointed, nothing like that. It's, you know, where we're going to get the money, and it's always been that way. So as much as I'm upset, I've learned over the years to get over it quickly now. The NCAA is crooked, and they ain't going to change.
Yeah, I agree with that 1,000%. But
the leopard that can't change his spots.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
He said,
No, he said a leopard does not change his spots.
They don't. They tell us every year they're going to tinker with it and they're going to fix it. They're going to fix it, but they're going to make it better. All they're doing is tweaking it so it's better for them to get some money. If they're adding more teams, it's because they see where it's just like marijuana. They didn't want to legalize it until they could figure out how they could get their money from it. once they figure that out, let's legalize it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Now that we can put a tag on it, we've thrown, and remember this, 57, they threw it out in a couple of places just to see how it would work to test the ground. And when they found out, oh, this sells, oh, this is no problem, we can actually tax this now. And and they went on and, yeah, that was a great analogy. Great analogy. I'm for one, I want a sport that they make a decision and we can truly understand why they made the decision that they made. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I get what you're saying about Washington. Yes, they handled a top-notch team in Oregon. They truly did. They truly did. But to put the kibosh on all those other teams, I just don't. Exactly. Let's go to our man
007. I just want to say 57. What was that team you said last year? I didn't speak on that when I was listening to Stephen and them, but they did say that. They said whoever that team you just named that played last year, they said that team messed it up for everybody.
TCU.
Yeah, Michigan beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah,
like 62-6 or something like that.
They
said blame TCU for this happening. They definitely said that. Blame TCU for this happening.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know if I'm going to put it all on TCU.
Hey, Jesse, you got to go with Stephen A. and them say they know. Stephen A. and them know.
I understand that.
They said the kid out the bag. They weren't supposed to say that for real, because when he said it, everybody just got quiet.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm going to tell you something, and I don't mean to cut across anybody. It ain't fair. And I'm going to tell you why it's not fair. Florida State started off the season with their number one quarterback. He got hurt. That second-string quarterback came in there. They kept winning. Even the game, they said, oh, they're going to lose this game. They figured out a way. The team figured out a way to win. So why not just put them in there? They undefeated. They deserve to be in there. And if they lose, they lose. But who knows? Yeah. The underdog, hey, man, David beat Goliath. Give him a chance.
Yeah.
All right. Come on,
007.
Come on, 007. Hey, Your dog must hear my dog. Go ahead.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Hey, what's up, man?
Ain't none. I like to say, right, the Pac-12 was potent this year. And I feel as though the Washington Huskies have a right to be in the playoffs. All the teams took care of what they had to take care of in their championship division. But I am disappointed Florida State is left off. But these teams, you know, they beat ranked teams that was in the top 25. And I don't think Florida State beat enough teams that was ranked. These teams that's in the playoffs, they beat the teams that was ranked.
But
they only lost.
But
007, Florida State didn't make their own schedule. They played
the same thing.
They played the team that was placed in front of them. And won. You can't discredit them or kick them out because they beat who you picked for them to beat. Or play. Excuse me.
Right.
Florida State.
I mean, they beat everybody that was having a good season.
They beat Florida.
They beat North Carolina. They're a Power Five conference and they won their division undefeated.
Who they won lost?
I understand what you're saying, 007, but they won their division and they're a top conference in football. You just want to give the SEC everything?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What was the one team they lost against?
They didn't lose.
They didn't have no loss.
Yeah, they undefeated, bro.
And they went undefeated?
Yeah.
They undefeated.
Yes.
And still ain't making it in.
with a third string quarterback. That's a team.
And again, the NCAA.
Right there, baby. What college, whatever college going to do that with the third string? Come on, man.
The NCAA love a story. They love controversy. How much controversy is it that a third string quarterback coming in there and holding it down?
Right.
True. How big a story is that? How big a story is that, truly?
It's big.
All right, y'all. We got 1-1-1-1-1-1-1 on. No, I think this Rev. Rev?
No, it's FBI.
Yeah, what's going on, Jay? What's up? Hey, Lady T, what's going on, Mama? How you doing, baby? Hey.
Hey. What's up, Rev T? How are you?
Oh, man. Man, I can't call it. You know, sliding and grooving and slicking and sliding, you know.
I know that's
still baptizing.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Hey, Lady T, do me a favor, baby.
How you feel about these
baby? How I feel about who? The college? NCAA ain't been, baby, listen here, baby. The NCAA ain't been right since they ain't let Howard into the national championship. Once Howard was undefeated and they sniffed Howard and Howard ain't with the national championship game, then you know I was all done for. It's going to be what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know, money rules the world and make the world go round. You know what I'm talking about? Boosters, coosters, cockadoodles, and toosters. You know what I'm talking about? So that's what you see happening. That's what you see happening there. That ain't nothing but the money talking. It ain't about the play. It ain't, you know what, you shouldn't even be surprised if a team that was in there 12-2 like a fish, the ox, and the kangaroo. But if that school make money, if that school bring a fan base and bring boosters to them, guess what, though? Guess what that means? Ratings. And guess what that means? People,
money.
The money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I just sat back and, you know, lean to the side, to the left, to the right. I found myself like out of sight here, which y'all said like a mockingbird, have you heard? But at the end of the day, though, all y'all right. But when it all comes down to it, nothing but the money. For the love of money. You know what I'm talking about?
For the love
of
money.
And you know, Colorado.
Oh, man, listen here, man. Hey, Prime going to be there next year. He gonna be there. And one of y'all said something about that portal. You got to understand now, college didn't change. They got that portal now with them young boys. Guess what they doing? They go play for a low-rated Division One school in Hocker Dock, Jackson, Juke, Jacktown. As long as it's a Division One school, they going to go play there. Even if that team go 0-12 that season, guess what they going to do? I'm declaring myself eligible for the portal. But I'm going to make sure I go to that school down in Juke Buck, Juke Jack, Jackville. I'm going to put a whole lot of damn tape out there of me catching the ball or knocking the hell out of somebody or throwing the ball. Take a pick.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why Deion should have stayed at Jackson State.
No, Deion did what he had to do.
What he wanted
Deion to do. Deion did what he wanted to do, just like any other man that wants some money in his pockets going to do.
Thank you. I'm with you, Rev. I'm not arguing
I'm
with
saying?
You. I'm with you 100%
you
on that.
You can't say you want to further your career and keep staying at the job for 5-10 years. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but you went there for other reasons. The money wasn't supposed to be the reason. That's what you said. That's just the reason why you said you went there.
Time out for a minute. Let me slow back for a minute. Right? With Deion, it ain't about the money. With Deion, it's about elevating his career. That man won a coach. If you've been following Deion's journey as coach, that man started down in Pop Warner doing this thing and worked himself up to Jackson State. Pop Warner, I think he did a high school team, then he went to Jackson State.
Right.
So now, all is he doing, why can't you have a black man, a former NFL player, coaching a Division I school? Ain't it amazing how all these players, then these black athletes, then play for these Division I schools? And how many other alumni you see coaching them teams now? I'll wait. I will wait. I said I would wait.
But, bro, well, you already know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm just know why would I be mad at Deion? Why should anybody be mad at Deion? He went
Hold
to Jackson
on,
State.
Hey, listen,
and
I'm not
and
mad at him. I just don't like
Everybody
the fact
got their
that
own
he
opinion,
that he.
Y'all. Everybody got their own opinion.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
that's
and
true.
Rev,
no,
Rev, you left
yes,
Hall
yes.
of Famer. You left Hall of Famer off
yeah.
of Deion's resume. He's a Hall
no,
of Famer.
That too. And I'll call. Coach Prime, I apologize for not putting that on your resume this time. You know what I'm talking about? But I mean, it is what it is. And can I say something else just to add on to that? I'm surprised Daryl Green not coaching in the NFL. I'm surprised after all these years, Washington has never reached out to that man to even attempt to get him to coaching.
Because Daryl Green doing work within the community, bro.
Yeah,
he's a community worker.
Hold on, but Daryl Green also been sitting over there at George Mason University building up that football program over there too, as the whatchamacallit, as the athletic director. Him and Brad had Brad Johnson. I think Brad left
okay, that's
somewhere
good.
Else, but Daryl one of them left, but I'm just saying though, man. You know, he bringing but back to Prime bringing Sapp to that team now. They help them boys out with the defense. I think that's a hell of a move. I think
if Prime could figure out
a way
to get to Texas A&M and get that money, he would have been gone. But he can't figure out how to get out of that contract at Colorado. That's all it is, man. Don't give him all this credit about he's not thinking about that bag. Come on, man. Talk about Prime.
Nah, man.
He
got
that
man got money, man. He's trying to further his career. That's my opinion.
What you say, Tang?
I said Daryl Green don't have time for that buffoonery. And another reason why Deion won't leave 57 is because them kids that he brought there, they can't leave with him because they under contract. And he's going to be sad if he can't take his son up there with him.
Where word on the street is, Daryl Green said, and it's on tape, he can fix that young boy's clothes in 10 minutes. And he said after all these years, he's still surprised the team never really reached out to him to come talk to them boys like that. Eh?
Well,
it's on tape. Go look for it. Go Google it. But
anyway,
though,
with the Washington Huskies winning the Pac-12, did the Colorado Buffaloes make the Pac-12 relevant again? Absolutely.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders.
Yes.
Only because of Deion.
Yeah.
Because
he drew more attention in the beginning. Yeah.
Right. And with that great start that they had, yeah. But how many times, Rev, have we seen Daryl Green offer his services as an off-season trainer?
He can work with
those guys. Peyton Manning always working with quarterbacks. They said it, I don't know how many times last night during the Monday night game, how Trey Lawrence, works with Peyton Manning and
Lance.
His camp.
His name Lance. Trey Lance.
No, Lawrence. I'm talking about the quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Two quick things. Because I got to go like a TKO if I can. First Lady T, I just want to ask you, don't do it.
Okay.
Lady T, I wanted to ask you, I was about to see a bad car accident. Lady T, I just wanted to ask you, how do you feel about seeing Chase Young in the San Francisco 49ers jersey, uniform?
I mean, we got a lot of y'all players. It's no different than Trent Williams over there. It's no different than Trent Williams being over there, Mike Shanahan being over there. We got a lot of y'all players.
All of them. Who else? And do you think Jonathan Allen going to go join him next year? Because he went out of Washington.
Oh,
he ain't about no rebuild. And then let me throw one more thing in there before I go, because I got to get ready to go. You know, the word out in the street is the Chicago Bears won Eric Bieniemy, Slim. They won him.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit back like Jack. I love y'all so much. Y'all go visit my website, for these kids, TJChampions.org. I'm doing 4 schools this year in Prince William County. Also, the Indigo Child Therapeutic Center over there in Brandywine, Maryland, branch area. She over there serving them kids in Maryland and the district because she got a bus out there to go pick them kids up. So I'm making sure these kids got gifts. Yes.
Okay, so what we need you to do is post that on Kale's Corner. Can you post it on Kale's Corner? Because you just said everybody didn't really get it. So just post it on Kale's Corner, and then I'll make sure I keep posting it.
Hey, Lady T, I appreciate that so much. And, y'all, you know, it's the holiday time.
Plus,
and,
we only got 2 hours, sister, man.
My sister over there at the Salvation Army say, man, that they not filling up these toy boxes, man, for these kids. So, y'all
listen,
make sure y'all go fill these boxes up, man. Help these people out with these.
Red, we not listen. We gonna see you. Just post it on the website, okay? Just post everything on the website, and I make sure everybody get it, okay?
Okay, I got you. I'll holler at y'all later.
Okay.
All right, Red. Peace. All right, y'all. That was our college football, everything else segment.
Okay.
You know.
Zabba doo bop bop bang boo.
You know. So we're going to take Cap, you make me sick. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's the Heisman finalists. Finalists. All right. Let's go for a little Louis, man. I need some Louis in my life.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
He's going to do Frank Sinatra one day. You watch.
I see skies of blue. The priceless day, the dark sacred night.
Amen.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Amen. What a wonderful world, you know.
I went to Armstrong High School. Thank you for that. That's my high school.
Okay, y'all. The Heisman Trophy finalists have been announced. Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, Marvin Harrison Jr., all head to New York for this Heisman Trophy pick. Now, first I want to ask, do you guys think anyone has been left out? Because for the first time in a long time, I see a list that I can pretty much go along with. Jaden Daniels was good this year. Michael Penix Jr. was good. Bo Nix, it's been Bo. And Marvin Harrison Jr. Now, to be honest, this is just my opinion. I believe Marvin Harrison Jr. should be the Heisman Trophy winner, to be honest. A wide receiver, to have your name in that list, it says a lot about your accomplishments. And one thing about Marvin Harrison Jr., he's been consistent in all of his efforts. From season to season to season. So, I mean, I can't recall a time since Marvin Harrison has been in a part of college football where he hasn't been that standout player, that guy making those big, huge splash plays. So, in my book, it should be Marvin Harrison. What say you, Therese?
I like Michael Penix Jr. I mean, I do like Marvin Harrison. I do like Marvin Harrison. I do like him for the reason that you just stated. The wide receiver position. I do. But I like Michael Penix Jr. because he's been also consistent in the things that he does, and he elevates his team. Like, he really elevates the team. So I'm kind of mixed between Michael Penix Jr. and Marvin Harrison Jr. Those are my two final picks. Those are the two.
That's cool. I have no argument. Cap, what say you, Cap?
I repeat, as I said a few weeks ago, same two picks as Lady T. But I'll give the edge to Penix Jr. because he touches the ball every play. Marvin Harrison Jr. is far more explosive, of course, but he only can get the ball when they get it to him. But Penix is in the, you know, Penix in the Final Four. He'll get more exposure, a couple more votes, and I'll see Penix taking it.
Yeah.
Tank, where are you, Tank?
I'm like Marcus when it comes to baseball on this one.
I was just about to say, y'all asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
Okay.
<I'm> like...
Okay. Come on, come on, 007.
Hey, I got to say Michael Jr. because I've been watching the Pac-12, like, from the beginning to the end, like, Oregon State, you watch the Huskies, Cougars, all of them. So I'm going to pick him. And by the way, because, you know, I like Michigan, the Big 12, and you got the Southeast Conference, the most powerful conference in the college football. But Pac-12 made some noise, so I'm going to go with Michael.
Okay. Come on, Fast Sam. What say you?
I like how Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he's a great, but he's not going to get it.
Right.
I think it's going to be between Michael Penix but I think Jaden Daniels with LSU is going to win it all. I like Michael Penix. I like the way he plays. He's won a lot of games, but his stats, as far as his stats are not as strong as Daniels. So I think that's who they're leaning towards. I think he'll probably end up getting it.
Okay. No argument at all. Like I said, I like this list as a total. And, you know, each person has his own standout reason why he is on this list. So, yeah, I see this. Finally, as a good list, and we'll see what happens when it all when the final vote comes down. December, yes. We'll see exactly what is what then. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, you know, but. I really hope that the winner is the winner because what the winner did. I hope it doesn't come down to a race thing, you know, or anything of nonsense like that, you know. I hope they give this award to this trophy to whoever truly deserves it. And like I said, because I'm okay with this list, whomever they choose, it shouldn't be a serious fallout. We got to wait and see because this NCAA, you know, they come with a surprise all the time with everything they do, you know. So
well, can I ask a question?
I think it should I think it should be two trophies. And when I say that about two trophies, not two Heisman trophies. I think it should be a Heisman trophy because the Heisman trophy is supposed to be about the best player in the the college football. It's supposed to be about the best player, right? I think
right.
they should do it. You know, the best player should get that award, and then they should do something for quarterbacks, the best quarterbacks in the college football, because it seems like the Heisman always goes to somebody with quarterback, you know, a quarterback. Every now and then they'll give it to a wide receiver or somebody other than a quarterback, but it's mainly a quarterback trophy. It's mainly a quarterback trophy. So I think they should do something where anybody other than a quarterback can get that trophy, and then they can have a trophy for just quarterbacks. That's what I think they should do. Because there's so many colleges and there's so many teams, just to come down to four people out of all of these colleges, you want this to be four? No, that's crazy. But go ahead, 57. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that part.
Well, normally the Heisman goes to either quarterback or running back. It's been a long time since a wide receiver, and I think it might go back to Desmond Howard. He played wide receiver
right.
and returner back a long time ago. But the linemen do get something called a Nagurski. How do you say that name?
Nagurski
Award.
Bronco.
Yeah. And then you got the Doc Walker Award, you know. So other guy, I don't think you need to have two Heisman trophies. I think only one guy should get it. But the question I was going to ask is, especially from the new Transform 49er over here, Cap, who's supposed to be a Ravens fan, how you going to feel about it if Bo Nix, I think that's where your controversy might be, if Bo Nix gets the Heisman because he's a five-year starter,
Ooh.
They might just give it to him.
That's a fact. The Ben Simmons mm-hmm. thing. The
yep.
rookies for 3 years straight.
Yes, exactly.
Let's forgive me for forgetting your number. 0699. You on the corner. Come on, tell us what you
Who's
got.
Kel called me a jackass. He always called me that.
What's up, Kurt?
You are. What's up, Kurt?
How you Kirk. Doing, man? Hey, family. How's everybody? Merry Christmas. And Lord's blessings on everybody.
Amen. What's up, Kurt?
I'm looking forward to
next year. Football. Oh man, I tell you I'm just sick of all these ass whoopings we've been getting. You know?
Kirby, what is your mindset on the Heisman? What is your mindset on the Heisman Trophy?
Well, I ought to get it.
You ought to get it. Only Kirby. Only Kirby.
to me, the Heisman's always supposed to be for an offensive player, you know, how it originally got started, you know. But I'm not absolutely positive about that, but you know, it usually goes to a quarterback or wide receiver, or even a running back. You know, back in the day, they used to run the football a lot more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a halfback, a tailback, a fullback. And, you know, usually somebody would stand out the most touchdowns and stuff like the old Green Bay sweep and stuff like that with Card Kramer out there leading the way, you know. But I don't know. I just like Kel said, I just hope there ain't no politics and bullshit involved. It's just strictly what the players did to earn it. You know, that's where I'm at. Yeah.
Right.
Let's not forget right. O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
All right. He even ran through parking lots and airports and stuff.
Yeah. Show enough.
Back
show
of people's
enough.
Houses and stuff. He ran through all of that.
I'm not doing that.
All right, y'all. Great Heisman talk. What'd you say? December the 9th. We'll find out who our Heisman Trophy winner is, okay? We're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782, and y'all know what time it is.
Yes, sir.
Go. I ain't never ran from a d- no, I ain't never. If I didn't cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off, real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play it out. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some niggas on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mine. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth.
All right, Lady T, it is on you.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah.
I ain't never ran from nobody. If I did, cut my legs off right now.
Well, I need my legs, so don't cut my legs. I need
why
my
y'all
legs.
Booster up tonight, man? Why y'all started that? You and Cap talking about him dressing up like her and everything.
That's
her
song.
Listen, 57, no. That's my song. Don't do that. Don't
yeah,
do that.
No, I'm just talking about, you know, they just build you up. You know what I'm saying?
I don't need nobody.
Then they play your song.
I don't need nobody building me up. My husband do a fine job at that thing.
Uh-oh.
He just down there trying to make sure he get banana pudding once, twice.
Listen, and he knows that's right. The banana pudding is very tasty. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So
oh, my God.
Let's keep it moving.
Hey.
This is an adult station.
We talk about what he's putting in his mouth, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
See,
can we please do the pick?
Can we do the pick, please?
Okay.
Ain't nobody
worried
about him.
He always goes somewhere else.
Come on. Yeah. He done went somewhere else.
Okay.
Let's all right. But we have to mute 57 for the rest of the show. All right. Six picks, guys. Six picks go to my banana pudding eating person.
Oh, my goodness.
I just think I said it like that since we talking about banana pudding. Okay. Let's keep it moving, guys. Let's keep it moving. Seven picks. Yo, first of all, we got to do better than this. We starting at six again this week. We got to do better, okay? We got to do better. Seven picks. We have another husband and wife, which will Kale and Reese, okay?
Then
we're going to have to bring Mima into the ramification, and then we're going to bring up 007. All of those people have seven picks. Kale, Reese, Mima, and 007 have seven picks.
She said
all
my
right.
name first, y'all. She said my name first. I said you said my name first. I'm the top of the sevens. Let's go.
Exactly. All right. And he's correct, right? Mm-hmm. He's correct. So keeping it moving, if you haven't heard your name yet, you could be the winner. But so listen, y'all. It's a little trick to the winner, okay? So I'll tell you that when we get there. All right? All right, let's go. Eight picks, you guys. Eight picks. We have 57. We have Mom Betty. And we have Lady T. Okay? We have nine picks. Nine picks goes to Cap. Okay? Mm. And this is where the controversy comes in. Cap didn't send in his donation. So Cap is the winner by just having just the winner, right? He's just the winner. But he doesn't get the kitty because he didn't pay. So he's just the winner. okay?
Means you still lost.
So
like the Steelers, Sunday. Just like the Steelers.
He got more picks than anyone. He got more picks than anyone, but he forgot to pay. That's okay. Mm. That's okay, Cap. That's okay. You'll get it next week. All right?
Right.
So 8 picks, we have to go back it up to the 8 pick people, which is myself, Mom Betty, and 57. And the winner of those 3 people goes to Sugar Honey Iced Tea Starter. The Sugar Honey Iced Tea Starter. Okay?
Who's that? So doom, doom,
57.
Doom, doom, doom. Doom,
boy.
Doom, doom. Oh, I already had a speech prepared for tonight.
Well, first of all, you only beat Mom Betty by 1 point. Okay? You only beat Mom Betty by one point.
Dude,
I think you only beat her by 1 point. Well, a win is a win, so.
Yeah.
Congratulations to 57 for week 13 winner. He is the week 13
Boring.
Winner.
Boring.
Can I ask a question? Congratulations,
57. Hey, Cap, that copper looks
yes,
good
sir.
Tonight, don't it?
Oh.
Hey, 57. Right.
He a Bama, y'all. He is a Bama. But congratulations. Congratulations. He won.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You Bama.
I'm glad. Hey, Lace, thanks for not
Cap,
having a good memory, Cap.
Cap, I need you not to never forget again because we can't have it with him winning. We cannot do that.
So he was the winner.
I don't know what was going on. Hands was tied up or whatever, but.
Don't worry, y'all. I'll make sure I call Cap or text Cap and say, did you put your 5 in?
Exactly.
From now on.
Yeah,
you
used to do that.
Yeah, my bad.
I thought you were going to do that.
Well, all I'm going to say is Thursday's show put me directly to sleep. Directly. So, because Treece had to text me and say, Kale, you know you didn't pay this week, right? I was like, oh man. So I had to send mine in right.
Meemaw put up for everybody, all the women. Meemaw put up for the women, and then Mom Betty brought it up, you know, whoever.
I can't believe this. I win, and y'all act like a ninja snuck up under the fist and didn't pay. Y'all devising ways to...
You won by default. You won by default. But
I still won.
Yeah, exactly. A win is a win, but you won by default. You served chili with no beans or hamburger.
He won the kid. Not really won the week.
Yeah.
It ain't my fault that somebody came for chili but forgot to bring their cup.
Put spoonfuls in people's hands.
I would have won by default too if the Jaguars wouldn't have blew that game down wrong.
Say, y'all, we could talk about the same games that we had highlighted during the week because those games were important, like the Seahawks and the Cowboys. I ain't even going to put the Dolphins and the Commanders. But the Cardinals and the Steelers, that was crazy. We need to talk about that game. And then we can talk about the 49ers and the Eagles because nobody picked us 49ers, sirs and ma'ams, on the Kale's Corner crew besides me and my significant other.
Well,
recount because I picked 49ers.
Cap
picked 49ers.
Treece 57
and Cap.
Treece 57. Yes, Cap and Tank. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Everybody else didn't have no faith.
No, I just expected the Eagles to play a better game than they did. But when the 49ers jumped on them and punched them in the mouth. They forgot how to fight. Nobody from the
Eagles
team.
I clearly said trap game.
I clearly said trap game. They was thinking about next week. They was looking past Purdy.
Yep, and they want to see Dak. They want to see Dak. That's what it is. But we hit them in the mouth for y'all, Tank. So you know they might their mouth still probably hurt a little sore. So y'all might as well go and finish them off.
Nah, that ain't it. Y'all just was a better team than the Eagles were.
They ain't had no tight end or linebackers, so y'all just went roughshod on them linebackers.
Man.
That was horrible.
We were talking about that today, how Deebo Samuels catching 1 yard passes going 60 yards for the touchdown.
Yeah,
Y'all was
McCaffrey just running through him.
Poor tackling, running through him, and doing all kind of crazy stuff. I was like, when the game first started, and they went down and they only got the 3 points. I looked at Tang. I said, "It's gonna be a long day. It's gonna be a long day." But I'm thinking the other way around. Like, oh Lord, okay, here we go. So we stopped them out, and I was like, okay, yeah, we stopped them. They only got 3 points. Then we stopped them again, and they got 3 more points. And then I was like, oh, this ain't gonna be no long day. We doing good, because if they can't get to the end zone, we good.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I watched my game and was like, what is this salty discharge from my eyes? I can't really see it. what I teased you with at the beginning of the show, this is the first time, y'all, I have ever watched my team and felt hurt, felt disappointment. I mean, I've been saying this all the time, but I really and truly mean this. I am so glad that Kale's Corner is on Tuesday and not Sunday or Monday, because, hey, listen, hoarse voice and all, I'd have been cursing up a storm. I could not believe it. And then Ron Rivera had the nerve to put his hand on a player's shoulder. Dude goes in and make a tackle. And Stink, Mark Slurve, Stink, says, see, Ron Rivera is coaching him up. Well, what about the rest of the damn defense? Why he ain't coaching them up? Hill, if it was my responsibility to cover Hill, I would have tripped that Bama up. He ain't no way he would have ran past the whole defense with nobody back there. And Tua, everybody is calling Tua this great quarterback. All you got to do is throw the ball up past everybody. Hill is going to catch it because he's faster than everyone on the defense. I was like, damn, they should allow us to put another player on the field playing him. Seriously. I mean, it was disheartening, y'all, watching this Washington team play this week. I was all in every feeling that I had watching this team. And I know, you know, I had people texting me saying, Kale, don't be upset. We are dysfunctional right now. But that don't mean we're going to stay that way. There are plenty of teams that have turned it around, and I'm looking at it like I don't even see players on this team that will be worth it if they do turn it around. Seriously.
How can you turn it around in 5 games? Like,
exactly.
No,
that's impossible.
You
misheard me. I'm talking about next year. I'm talking about next year. I'm not talking.
Okay.
This season is done. This season is done. I'm at the draft already, y'all. Seriously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this season is done. I'm talking about with a new coach and everything. Yeah.
This is what I remember saying the whole game, because I watched the game because I was pulling for y'all. I remember saying, Tang told Kale, play that song because we high-picking the Commanders. And I kept saying to myself, because I really thought this was going to be a trap game for Miami and that your defense was going to come through, because maybe you don't see, but I really do see y'all becoming a better team. Mm-hmm. You got to get rid of some of the riffraff. And I think Sweat and Chase Young. No, let me finish. I think they were unhappy with the way the team was going, so they had to get rid of them, you know. And I think quietness is kept, and everybody pay attention. The rest of the Commanders are going to have a better team next year than this team that you're looking at on the field right now. I really do believe that.
Steelers,
and I don't even like them.
Well, but you know, I believe that when it comes to Chase Young. With Montez Sweat, it was just a money situation. They didn't want to give him that big boy contract that Chicago gave him. So they went on and traded him and tried to get something back for him. So I understand that one. Chase Young, his time in Washington was done. It was done.
Yeah,
I mean, anytime you from that area, that state, and the fans are booing you, yeah, it's time to go ahead and make a move somewhere else. So, you know, that's just my two cents as far
as. Do you think they should do the right thing, Kale, and send McLaurin someplace else so he can finish out with a good team? Because he's been laboring with y'all for the last, what, 5 or 6 years?
No.
Ain't that scary about him no more. He might as well go back to Terry.
Hey, Lady T, he still scary,
yeah.
Terry. It's just that they checked out, man. Them top players that's on y'all team, I'm going to honestly tell you, they checked out for the season. Just like you said, you ready for the draft. They was ready last week, man. They like, man, we not doing nothing.
Okay.
We messed up this year. The only person that's going to keep on showing you growth every week is Sam Howell. Because,
Robinson.
You know, that's and who else is
Cal?
I know what Robinson about. I just don't want him. He don't have to show me nothing no more because I don't want him to get hurt in these last two games going into next year, and it might be a long injury. You know,
as Robinson left this game with the hamstring, I said sit him down the rest of the year. Don't play him, man. Don't play him because, you know, we all know the situation he was dealing with last year, and he came out and finished it, and he started this year great. Good, one of the best running backs on this team. Build from him. Build off of what he's already done, but sit him down. Don't get him hurt in these meaningless games. Don't.
So,
that's just my point.
I got a question for 57.
Uh-huh.
What is going on with your team losing to the Cardinals?
Offense.
Go ahead, y'all can take the trash
out. Our defense is playing good, but when you got to go through Trubisky to bring you out of the game, then you're hurting. And Pickens is not the quarterback we thought he was going to be. We need to revamp our offense. We need to get some better defensive backs because these guys are just not – we're getting burnt too many times, you know, even though our defense, our front line is saving us. Our front line is saving us from getting completely blown out. And how often can you ask them to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
What do y'all think about the game last night, the Bengals and the Jaguars, about the both the quarterbacks being out and then the rookies are coming in playing? Because Brownie played a pretty good job.
Yeah.
He truly did.
You got to mention the other players that were on the field.
Good. He looked scary good.
The officials blew that game last night.
They
missed calls on both sides of the field.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Y'all lying in field goal range. I mean, that wasn't even a holding call.
My man said with the no calls and messed up calls, and she can't believe the no calls that they wasn't making. They wasn't making the right calls out there.
Yeah.
Hey.
At one time, he jumped on the dude's back and put his hand in his face.
Yeah.
They still didn't call it.
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tang, I got one question, Tang. At any point of that Seahawks-Cowboys game, did you say, that damn kill.
You talking about for picking Seahawks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I said, I don't know why Kale picked him, man.
Yeah, he did.
I said, I understood, but I thought you were trying to win some money on the Kale's corner. And once you ain't do that, I said, well, I guess he donated too this week.
No, I honestly thought the Seahawks was going to get y'all, man.
Bland tried to help.
That little NFL curse is lifted off us, man.
No, it's not.
Bland tried to help.
I know what. Yes, it is. Yes,
man,
it is.
Crazy, but...
They put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor.
Exactly.
Man, stop it. Stop it, man.
Hey, know what? It's the truth. It's the truth. All one say it's the truth. That's the truth.
No, it's not. No, it's not. The curse is not for the regular season. The curse is for the playoffs.
Yeah.
The curse is for the playoffs.
I say that, 57, because what Kale said is true. On all the games that even you thought was a trap game, like we did have that one pickup when we played the Arizona Cardinals, and we went in there slipping, like we were just going to run over top of them and didn't probably practice and do nothing that week. After that, man, we were like, we ain't going for that no more. If we lose, we're going to have to lose because we played a good game. I'm telling you, man, NFL was pissed off with Jerry Jones for not doing nothing with Jimmy Johnson, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was like the curse of the Bambino.
And he sued the NFL, so y'all know he's been pissed off
of
him for a long time.
He sued and won.
That happened with Dez Bryant. And we supposed to got hired with Dez Bryant that year playing the Green Bay Packers. Now that call don't even stand in the NFL no more. The following year it was over with. But when it happened to us, Rodgers.
I wouldn't say that, Tang. I wouldn't say that because we saw the referees. I forgot which game it was, but the player caught the ball, fell down. And the ball moved just a little tad bit, but he still had his hand underneath it, and they called it a no catch.
But you know why you're talking about the game this week, and I watched that, Kale. When you look at it, the ball, only reason why the ball stayed in his hand, because the ground pushed it up back into him. I know that's what you're talking about. That ball was pushed back up into him.
But the rule was the ground can assist you. The ball can move a little bit,
but you got to look at it. Look at it real good. That ball was pushed back to him. His hands wasn't even on the ball no more for about a half a second. A half a second. Just look at his hands. You're going to be like, his hands are loose.
That call stand. It was in the end zone, too. And they ruled it a touchdown.
They called it back, Lady T. They didn't rule it a touchdown.
Yeah, they called it.
I'm talking about at first they ruled it a touchdown, and then they had to go back and review. You know, everything is reviewable. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to look. Yeah, they did rule it a touchdown. It wasn't.
Yeah, and it wasn't. Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Packers beating the Chiefs. Who saw that coming?
Nobody.
I did.
007,
you did?
Saw it coming. 007 was the only one that saw it coming.
Yeah.
All right, 007.
He didn't see it coming. He just probably wanted that result, but. For the best of money. For the best of money in that.
You know what? Green Bay, ain't no Jordan Love is on the rise. Y'all sleeping. He's on the rise.
Yeah, he is.
Well, we like him.
Yeah.
We like him.
I like him. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah,
I like Jordan Love.
Nice. I ain't going to say he ain't nice, especially when he showed me the other day.
But
yeah.
He was dying the Packers.
Yeah.
But are the Packers as a team better than the Chiefs as a team? Okay, I'll give Jordan Love.
He's gonna probably win two games. Yeah.
Exactly. Since Broncos, Texas Broncos.
Oh man.
And I remember
another great game.
Yeah, I remember. Cap saying that the Broncos were a better team now, And they're yep. not the same Broncos team. They look like the same Broncos team versus them Texans guys. They really did.
They lost on the final play of the game.
Pretty good. I'm going to give them credit.
I think they got out.
They lost on the final play.
Yeah. But another thing, too. The coach, if you look at the games that they played when they was on that stretch and that run,
mm-hmm.
They let the coach was coaching what's my man, Russell Wilson, telling him how to run them plays the right way. They let Russell Wilson loose last week, and that's what
yeah.
made
right.
him lose. He did too much on his own, and he's not that same Russell Wilson no more.
Yep.
Go back to the Packers and Chiefs games. I just want to make this comment. Ma Betty said she was blindsided by that outcome, and where the hell was Taylor Swift at?
She on concert. She had a concert.
She was
right
there.
That's why they lost, because she wasn't there.
Homeboy ain't been right. She got that same stuff that Kim Kardashian got.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Jail.
That bad banana pudding, huh?
Yeah, hey. But she ain't using vanilla wafers.
Using that Aldi, the Aldi wafers, huh?
Yeah, bruh. Hey, yo, Kelsey ain't been the same since he started messing with her. He come to the game tired and everything, on the bench sleeping. Yeah.
Man, mm-hmm. I ain't messing with y'all. Everybody said
that's
Jesus.
That's Cal.
He's the dollar store wafers, man.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Two bags for 99 cents.
No extra.
Oh, my gracious.
Them jokes don't even come in a box.
I am not. DeMeco Ryan, do y'all think you should get Coach of the Year, DeMeco Ryan?
No question.
For the Texans?
No question.
Yeah. He was our offensive coordinator. So, yeah, I agree. I like that.
And, you know,
he bring the noise wherever he go. He bring the defense wherever he go. Him, that's why I say Salah, sometimes you should just stay in your lane and do what you do best. Like, Salah, he's the best defensive coordinator besides DeMeco Ryan that we've ever had. And he was amazing at his position. So he might want to think about doing that.
That's another thing that got me in that real crazy mode on Sunday when they showed all of the coaches that were at Washington. And they showed them with their respective teams that they moved on to. I mean, LaFleur, Shanahan. I mean, the list was just like, wow. Some of them I forgot were here. Yeah. Some of them I actually forgot were here.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man.
That's crazy. Y'all have all the greats of the greats that have come to Washington, and now they're at other places thriving. You know, their careers has taken off and doing a whole lot of other things. Even with the 49ers, we got a lot of y'all Washington Commanders players and coaches and stuff like that, to the point where we're even letting our players, coaches, go on, and they're doing great things. Both of our defensive coaches for us are now with one with the Jets, one with the Texans. One is doing amazing. The other one is, I think he would have been doing amazing had Aaron Rodgers not, you know, put on all these demands and messed the team all up and, you know, did all that crazy stuff. He would have been doing amazing because the year before that he was doing okay. He wasn't doing amazing, but he was doing okay.
Well,
so
I got one name. And one name every last one of those coaches that we let go of have in common. Dan freaking Snyder. Dan Snyder, because when they told him this is what you have to do to build a team, Dan, trying to be a jury, said, no, this is what I want. I'm going to pay RG3, and he's going to be spectacular. He didn't even finish that year. Didn't even finish the year.
Right.
Now what he's doing, last night, he's sliding in the pool with a three-piece suit on. I'm like, boy, boy, are you really? Yes. Yes, he did. So
yeah, he jumped in the pool last night.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. Lord, suit, everything on.
That man's free. He happy.
Huh? Hey man, let me tell you something. That guy, as far as I'm just, you know, I know it ain't my place, but that guy's a cad. I'm surprised that he's still on TV, that he's on TV right now. But that just goes to show you that you really don't have to have great character. TV will hire anybody to do anything.
Right. 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 Every time I look at him, I say, Warren Sapp did what? With his money, his own money, and y'all are doing this to him. Y'all are doing this to him, and it was mentioned earlier about Dion and Warren Sapp. I love that. I love that he's given Warren Sapp an opportunity because the NFL has just said forget you. Yes, yes, like they tried to do Michael Irvin, but
he was fighting. He fought hard and won. That's
won.
The only reason why
he's because he was on the fast track.
And I don't think that
Can I speak on the Jets, y'all? I want to say something about the Jets.
Come on. Let's go.
Don't you make Reach cry.
I just don't understand why. I hear now where they're going out to get another quarterback and bring him in. When your problem is really not your quarterback. Your problem is that you got an inept offensive line. They can't block for him. They have no cohesion together, you know. And you got a coach back there that keeps going with, we're going to bring in another quarterback. We're going to play another quarterback. No. Get you some offensive linemen that know how to play the game. It, address the problem where it really is. Stop making these quarterbacks a scapegoat. Now, you got three quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is gone. But now you're getting ready to bring in a ball or somebody. You know, come on, man.
57. And let me just respond to what you just said. I don't think that they have confidence, the O-line. They don't have confidence in the quarterback. So they're doing the minimum. Like, they want him out. They, you know what I'm saying? So they're just doing the minimum. Because those are the same guys that was there earlier when they was doing the most. So they're the same guys.
But they really haven't had the chance to do the most just because Aaron Rodgers got hurt in the first game. So they only been blocking for him the whole time. And now the quarterback, they I don't know if it's true or not, but they said today, I'm sorry, sis, but they said today that the quarterback was afraid to go out there because he was afraid the offensive line was going to get him hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know how much truth that is, but it was reported today.
I agree with it, only because – They don't feel confident in him, and he don't feel confident in them. It's no cohesion. Like he's not taking command of the team. Like he's not confident in himself. So if you're not confident in yourself, I can't give it to you.
Yeah, but you need more than 2 seconds to drop back and throw a football though before the defense is on top of you. You can't blame it all on him.
And because Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers was hurt like he was, they're not even looking at the offensive line. They're not, because it wasn't the offensive line's fault when Aaron got hurt. Aaron was the one that scrambled and did that to
himself. Yeah, the ground grabbed him.
Yeah.
But y'all remember from the beginning of the year, I told y'all we lost two of the offensive linemen, man. That offensive line that's not the same offensive line that was there last year. They lost them because of the team over there.
And speaking of offensive line,
not the
Cap,
same offensive line.
Cap, it disturbs me that Morgan Moses is over there playing with y'all as good as he is. I'm serious.
I'm not going to say he's playing that good. I'm going to say that Lamar is getting out of there or getting rid of the ball quicker. Because Morgan has some, he has some rough days, but you know he's something there. He's something.
He was missing a false start. Mr. Holding, Mr. Everything, negative.
He's still
watching.
He's still holding.
Hmm.
I'm confused. I thought you was dressed up like a 49er today. What is it? Come on, man. I was giving props where it was due, brother. That's all. I was giving props.
I don't never dress up like the Cowboys. I love Tang.
Cap,
I don't go dressing up like the Cowboys.
Yourself, you don't got to explain
yourself.
That's
why you 57. That's why you 57, my guy.
I'm going to fall back on that one right there, my man. I hear you, Cap. You're an individual. You do what you want. I got you. Panty line.
If the Ravens don't win, the world ain't over for me, man. There's still a few other teams out there. I heard him.
Wait,
I heard him clear. I heard him clear.
Would y'all say that like that, because we fight just like Greenlaw got put out of the game for pointing. Okay.
Yeah, y'all beat up Big Dom. Oh, Big Dom, the Italian.
We beat security down. We don't play.
Yeah. You see all that security he had going back there? Want to make sure Greenlaw wasn't running on the other side.
Right.
Y'all out there punching people in the face and stuff.
Yeah, that was something.
People
Trent,
aren't supposed to be out there like that. They think about finding
Trent Williams.
Him. They said they was going to find him.
Trent Williams brought that mentality to San Francisco. Trent Williams brought that because Trent would punch somebody in a heartbeat. Trent
Patrick
would punch.
Oh, yes, sir. Ask Sherman.
Don't forget Patrick Willis.
Yeah, we was already doing that. Trent Williams ain't bring that. We was already feisty, okay?
Navarro Bowman, tough.
That's right. Navarro, we was taking people down to the ground.
Yeah, but the actual fist-to-face contact, that's Trent.
They wrong if they fire Dom because I thought you said they was gonna fire him.
Fine.
They shouldn't sign him either because he is a security. So you have to put your hands on guys if you're the security.
But he
especially
doesn't.
All he was doing was breaking it up.
As
a security officer by trade, you can't punch nobody, man.
Dom didn't punch him.
He didn't punch him. He pushed him.
He jacked him up.
He forearmed him. He gave him the forearm joint.
Yeah,
okay.
If you are security and you see two people fighting on the field in football, that's what you're supposed. You can't just go over there and say, "I'm security. Stop fighting." You can't do that.
Excuse me.
Yes, you can. You're supposed to say
sideline security.
Right. You just sideline. He's sideline security. Hold on, Tang. He's security for the fans. Like, they're not supposed to come up out the stand let me finish and attack the players. To security, when you go to them classes, it say watch and observe. It don't say put your hands on nobody. That's what it say. Watch and observe.
He was breaking up a fight, sis. On the sideline. He was sideline security.
That ain't your job. That's what the referees are there for. It ain't his job.
What happened there then?
I just told you why they
had to keep that man is there on the sideline for when players come over there and get into a fight. He's not just there for if a fan jump off the set.
He's going to be fined for it.
Yeah. He ain't going to get fined.
Well, he shouldn't be for doing his job.
He did his job.
I just put the audio out. They already think they're going to fine him. He knows that's not his job.
That's his job.
Listen, how many fights been out there? How many times Trent Williams, like Kale just said, been slamming people down on the ground? I'm just slamming them, moving them out the way.
But on the field, not on the sideline.
We can't help if everybody got weak security. That man was doing his job.
No, he did not.
Them other security
and
with
if he thought that was his job, he he's going to get fined for doing his job. How about that?
Dom just wasn't scared.
That's all. Hey, y'all got all night long to argue.
I'm going to tell you like this. When Trent Williams punched Sherman,
it was
security. No, it was after the game, and everybody else was shaking hands, and Trent Williams punched Sherman. It was security that jumped in the middle of that first. It was the security off. It was like, because I remember
and
saying, damn, Trent got his own security now? Because that security guard jumped in between them on the quick.
I remember seeing
those
security guard right there. I remember seeing a referee right there. I remember seeing
those San Francisco players
right
got a short fuse, boy. They'll go off.
Security guard. Yeah, we got short fuse. We don't play that sugar honey iced tea.
Yeah.
Well,
as soon as their panties get in a bundle, they ready to fight.
Hey, y'all should get like that. Maybe y'all will stop losing games to Cardinals.
Oh, man.
That's all right.
Lobo.
That's all right. Y'all just like the Cowboys. See y'all out of the playoffs after the first round anyway.
Well, y'all ain't even going to make it this year. So we'll be there. We'll be there.
What's the difference in going at number five or going at number one and still getting beat?
That's what happened
to y'all last year.
That's what all the losers say. That's what I'm gonna keep saying.
You must be talking to Cap because he the one decided to jump sides and come to your team. You can't be talking about me. I ain't a loser. 15 years. We in the playoffs. Ain't missed one yet.
Let me speak for Cap. There was a San Francisco fan at our job today. That's why we were talking about the San Francisco gear. And Cap just gave the team that one props. That's all. He's diehard Baltimore. For real. Seriously. Bleed purple.
I don't put up in that mess, man. Ain't got nothing to do with that 57.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, look. Hey, look. That's what Don Gotti said right before the FBI walked in on it. Or Man Bird. One of the two.
Leave Murray out of this.
I cannot.
Leave Murray out of this. Don't talk about my bell.
Exactly. He always brings somebody in something.
I love Murray. I'm sorry. I just came out my head.
That's terrible, 57. I can't believe you said that.
Hey, all I'm saying is that, you know, everybody got a hand in a chicken coop, they just discovered. A rooster in the chicken coop, they just discovered it too late.
All right. You sounded like Kirby.
Hey, speaking of Murray and Burry.
Hanging with Kirby. Go ahead, 007.
Hey, look, I thought about something. I hope it's not corny. I thought about a dome built in D.C. named after Murray and Burry, a football stadium named after Murray and Burry. I just wanted to say that.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Just play the song, man.
It'll
be
some real song. Exactly.
It'll be real high. It'll be the highest stadium ever.
Hey,
look, because all Barry going to get is that statue he got down there by the Wilson Building and the love that he got from the people of D.C. That's all they're going to give him.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to give him that.
If y'all watch that
tape
of Murray Burry in the hotel with that woman, Murray Burry was more interested in getting with that woman. He didn't act like a crackhead. He was like...
He wasn't no crackhead.
Yeah, yeah. So,
he didn't even know how to do it. He was like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah, exactly. Let's call it...
Well, they got a stadium... they got a stadium in Denver named after him.
Oh, wow.
Mile High?
Yeah, mile High.
Oh, man.
That was a good one, Cap. Corny, but
no,
a good
it
one.
No, it was not. No, it was.
First of all,
that was not good.
You never accept anything from a white woman that's over in another room and they got to go get her. I don't know what he was thinking.
Right.
If it wasn't right there, you should have got up and said, I got to go.
You know what it was.
Huh?
That banana
yeah, yeah, yeah. He was taking that banana pudding and not the cooked part. He wanted that unbaked banana pudding.
I'm gonna be quiet for the rest of the show. I'm being quiet.
I'm not saying nothing else.
Man, don't say no more,
sis. I promise. No, you're not. No. Yes, I am. I promise, sis. I'm gonna be nice the rest of the show. I promise.
Well, I ain't got nothing to
do, man. No, you're not.
Well, dang. Cap, you got me.
Exactly.
You got me with that one. You got me with that one, that Mile High mess. You know, we
he can't even get it up.
And just what the hell wrong with Mile High?
He want to laugh so bad.
We was legal in Denver first. So, you know, yeah, that's
Thank
the only
you.
Comeback I got, y'all. That's the only
yeah.
comeback. I'm saying nothing. I'm not saying nothing.
And Cap, me, Marcy.
Kel, you don't start no mess, won't be no mess.
I didn't start it, Kirby. I didn't start it. That was your man, 57, and Cap. That was them. I did not start a thing.
Well, Kel, we all agree that you have your right to your wrong opinion.
Yeah, I do. Meemaw said is Cap. She said
like
what? Cap is a B-more fan talking like that.
Yeah.
Baltimore
upset.
We got a whole
bunch of fans on here talking like that.
Yeah,
we just having fun.
Yeah, because Baltimore set crystal meth and heroin to a new height in the DMV. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, you need to lock them up and throw away the key.
Yeah.
Put them so far back in jail they had to pump daylight to them. Yeah. That's
pump right. daylight
I
to them.
I said lock whoever put them in the area. Lock them up first because we don't know. We ain't no chemists. We ain't put it in the area ourselves. We ain't do that ourselves. Somebody, it had to come from somewhere.
That's right.
Had to come from somewhere.
Yeah, like Mexico.
Exactly.
Oh,
don't blame all that on Mexico.
We can go one further. The government.
That's what I was about to say.
They own all the planes and all that mess to bring it here.
When does Washington plan on changing their language from English to Spanish?
I don't know. I think soon. They already got a Spanish channel that we play on. So,
and a Spanish coach.
Yeah, and a Spanish coach. You're absolutely right. Yeah, for now. Yeah.
It seems like they said no mas.
I did. That's what I was saying Sunday. No mas. Just take everybody on the field, off the field, and just tell Miami y'all won. Seriously. I mean, the way them guys
were. The white flag from here on out.
What I didn't understand was why in the hell we didn't cover Hill, double cover him. I would have.
He ran by everybody.
Why y'all put that rookie on him?
Y'all had two people on him. He ran by both of them.
I mean, just skipped by.
Yeah, he literally ran by both of them.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then you call yourself trying to catch back up with him. You're not going to catch him. You know, that man was having fun out there. I'm telling y'all, I have never watched a Washington game and been disappointed. I almost turned that game off. I really did, but because I'm such a glutton for punishment, and I got to watch the whole story.
I just sat
there and watched it all, and I watched our linebackers run past quarterbacks trying to arm tackle. I watched our corners. You get 5 yards. Tariq Hill ran unmolested to the end zone twice. The man had over 150 yards receiving in the first half. And Ron Rivera, it was sickening to me to see him put his hand on 47 shoulder and try to coach him up. Bruh, what did you do this week? What did you tell these guys during the week?
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah. Well, closing the damn gate after the horse got out,
story is coming out about the players and their relationship with Eric Bieniemy. You know what I say? I'm glad that they don't like him. Because
I am too. I like him.
Yes, get work
but,
out
but
of
I'm
them.
But I'm old school. Yeah.
Well, it ain't about being old school. It's about playing football.
Mm-hmm.
You take over the defense, and I see more missed tackles this week than I've seen under Jack Del Rio ever.
Yeah.
These guys, and then that one touch, that last touchdown that Miami got, the running score. All you see is Washington players grabbing the guy's shirt and trying to pull him down. And I'm like, bruh, I learned square up and wrap to tackle in Pop Warner. What are you guys doing?
Hello,
what are you doing? Lord,
here we go.
Yeah, come on.
Time to go.
Let's do that. Please.
I know, I didn't want Kevin to get his, he was going to get heated. And I was like, let me just go ahead and cut him real quick. So, listen, guys, can we do something different this week? Can we get 2 last-minute thoughts? What y'all think? Or y'all just want to do 1?
Go ahead.
Works for me.
Go first, Cap.
I think Cap got off.
Okay, come on, 57.
Thank you for all talking to everybody today. It's been a great Tuesday. It shows all the enthusiasm and passion we have after the Sunday and Monday's game. I look forward to seeing y'all on Thursday.
And congratulations to you. 007, you still here?
Yeah.
Come on with the last thought.
Well, hopefully Commanders bounce back next season.
Okay. Trees. One more, Trees.
Okay, come on.
Gordon, I'm sorry we didn't give you a whole lot of time, Gordon, but you was gone when I tried to come back. I tell you what, call in Thursday, and I'll be sure to get you on, all right?
I'm going to call in Thursday. I want to hear some Motown. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that jive-ass shit that you...
Lord. Kirby, I got him. Go ahead,
Money
Tree.
Bag,
okay. Go, come
all
on,
right,
Tree.
Y'all. With all of that being said, you guys, I appreciate 007 and 57, my 27s. I appreciate you guys for your comments. With that being said, DMV Kill and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kill's Corner, DMV Kill and Lady T. We'd also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kill and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kill's Corner on Instagram at Kill's Corner and on Facebook at Kill's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKellMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Hey. My mom, my Betty always say peace, love, and soul. My hubby always say be safe and be careful out there and pay attention. Pay attention. I love you guys. Keep everybody prayed up. And I love you guys. And God willing, we'll be right back here on Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Kale, you have the very last word.
Thursday, Lady T's Picks again, week 14 edition. I'm so happy my team has a bye this Sunday. Looking forward to watching the rest of the football. You guys be safe. No phone call or text is more important than your life. If you're in that car, pull over. If you have to make that call or you have to send that text, pull over. This world is only going to be safe if we all play a part. All right? Love you guys. Get with you Thursday, Lord willing, as Lady T said. And let's do a little Christmas music. All right?
You gotta believe me. You just gotta believe me.